Vice President Liu Yuanqiao has attended the celebration activities held by the DPRK's embassy in Beijing. For more on the DPRK celebration, we want to go live to our correspondent Tony Cheng, who's in Pyongyang now. Thanks for joining us there, Tony. What more can you tell us about the anniversary celebration there?
Well, not an awful lot, frankly. Everything is being kept very much under wraps this evening. There have been signs all over the city of Pyongyang today that preparations are underway. We've seen large movements of people in processions coming in large buses, one imagines from outside. But we're still waiting to find out exactly what time we're going to be taken from our hotel to the procession tomorrow. We don't know if it's going to be in the morning or the afternoon at this stage. We think that's because of the weather. There's a very large thunderstorm which struck Pyongyang this evening. We're expecting more rain tonight and tomorrow morning, so the authorities may well be pushing it back slightly because of the weather. But as with many things here in the DPRK, things are generally kept under wraps. We are expecting, however, as you mentioned, a very large parade, mainly focused on a military parade. Again, we're going to be seeing the goose-stepping soldiers going through the center of Kim Jong-il Square, through the center of Pyongyang, followed by tanks, artillery, and possibly most interestingly, those large missile carriers that we've seen in the past.
Right. And what's the mood there, Tony? What about international perception of the event?
I think everyone's very keen, obviously, that this goes very smoothly. Obviously, the DPRK is very famous for putting on these sorts of events, incredibly well coordinated, incredibly well planned. There's a certain level of excitement, too. And interestingly, what I've seen this time, which I haven't seen previously, is very large numbers of tourists coming in to witness these events. And I think now that access is slightly easier to the DPRK than it has been in the past, many people are keen to come from overseas to see this spectacle. So they're all getting rather excited, and they're staying in the hotel that we're in as well. But I think, everyone, again, very keen that this goes smoothly. It will have been coordinated and highly orchestrated. So one would imagine there'll be very little left to chance.